I feel like all of you are really good at all of our Latin stuff. Does anybody have a question about the New York, the hand-to-hand? Do you feel like the Latin stuff is working pretty well? I guess those were positive head shakes. Get a partner, let's rumba straight off with music and see what happens. Starting on the two. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, four. New York. Four, two, three, four. Underarm turn. Hand to hand.
You borrowed your love from here to return.
Solo spot turn. Basic step.
So true. It never...
If that were a job interview, would you get the job? You would get the job if you look like you know what you're doing. So I think you know what you're doing, but sometimes you don't look like you know that you know what you're doing. So stand together, ready to start again, positively. This is a job interview. Look like you know what you're doing. Good. As you take each step, be definite about it. Do not look down. Do not hesitate. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, four. New York. Eye contact.
How could I know?
Wait for the beat. Two, three, four. Two, three. Wait for it. Two, three, positive turn. Good. If you have bad posture, then when you turn, it looks worse. If you have good posture, when you turn, it looks fabulous. So when you get to that solo spot turn at the end, check to make sure you're starting it. Eyes up, good verticality, and maintain that in your turn. If you're just kind of thinking as you go around, it just looks terrible on a turn. So be careful about posture in everything we do. Now, stay with this partner a moment. We're going to do a new dance position that we haven't used in any dance yet. So, gentlemen, stand facing this wall with your feet apart. Weight on your right foot. Ladies, stand on his left side. Give him your hand, your right hand. And Annie, can we show them? We're going to stand in fan position. So ladies, stand with your left foot back with your weight on it. Notice Annie is facing toward that wall. I'm facing toward this wall. So we're at right angles to each other. Thank you. This is called fan position. Tonight we're going to be dancing into and out of fan position in rumba and cha-cha. As always, in Latin dancing, the connection should always be as low as it can be comfortably. So don't let it hang up, let it hang down. Good. Go back to face your partner again. Just stand in some any old position. Good. Go to fan position again. I'm going to make sure it's clear what fan position is. She is now standing with her left foot back, facing that wall. Ladies, make sure your left toe's not turned out too far. There's a tendency in the beginning to try to match him. The man's second position is not where the woman is. She's got her left foot straight back facing that opposite wall. Good. Stay right there a moment. Gentlemen, from this position, you're about to do a forward rock and close your feet. Ladies, you're about to close your right foot to your left and then walk forward. Everybody do that. Ready? And close, walk, walk. Good. I haven't shown you what to do from there. I just want to get you used to what happens. Now, ladies, come over to this side. I hope that's not my phone. Nah, that's not mine.
Thank you for that.
Gentlemen, do the basic step. And two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Do not change anything, and she's going to do something different to end up in our brand new fan position. Well, let's change one thing. Start your basic facing this diagonal. On the first half, turn to face the wall. Rock, step, side, and now don't turn the second half. That figure is called the fan because she goes to fan position from there. Do that one more time. And 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. What do you do next? Rock forward and close. Then rock backward on a diagonal and step forward. This new figure that you're learning is romantically called the hockey stick. So Annie, can we show him a hockey stick?
Yeah.
So in the hockey stick, the man rocks forward and closes, and then he does a back rock on the diagonal and then follows his partner. Thank you. So gentlemen, do it again. Just the hockey stick. Start in fan position. Rock forward and close. 2, 3, 4. Notice we haven't turned yet. Feet together. Good. And now turn a little bit on this rock back. 2, 3, and step forward. From there, we'll start again. Do your basic. 2, 3, 4, out to fan. 2, 3, 4. Rock forward. 2, 3, and close. And then 2, 3, 4. Practice that. Ladies, your part looks considerably different, as you saw from what Annie's doing. Let's do your basic first. Start on this diagonal and rock back. 2, 3, 4. From here, you're going to go out to fan position doing the other half of the basic. Rock, step, back. From here, the hockey stick begins by closing. 2, 3, 4. And that first measure went straight, but the second measure goes off to the corner. Forward, forward, back. From here, we start again. Do the basic. 2, 3, 4. Out to fan. 2, 3, 4. Close. 2, 3, 4. To the corner. Forward, forward, back. Again. 2, 3, 4. Out to fan. 2, 3, 4. Close. 2, 3, 4. Veer off. 2, 3, 4. Good. Gentlemen, are you reliable with your feet? Let's do it again. The first figure called the fan. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Now the hockey stick. 2, 3. Together. 2, 3, 4. It's easiest to remember that if you notice that we're doing some type of basic all the way through. The first bit looks more like a normal basic, but when you get to the hockey stick, it starts like basic with a forward rock. We just close our feet. And then it goes on like a basic with a back rock, but we change the last step also by going forward. So everything relates in some way to the basic. Do it again. And 2, 3, 4, out to fan. 2, 3, 4, hockey stick. 2, 3, 4, turn. 2, 3, 4, 1. Ladies, are you reliable? Let's get reliable. Come out from the wall a little bit. Our hockey stick keeps backing us up. Ready, and 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Here's close. 2, 3, 4, and the forward walk. 2, 3, 4. Start again. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Partner up. Leaders, look where the fan position will be in a moment. So look at where you're about to send her. Thank you. Always plan ahead. Okay, we're all on our diagonal now. Gentlemen facing, this is diagonal wall against the line of dance, in case you care. That's that alignment. Ready, and 2, 3, out to fan. 2, 3, hold it. Just checking that fan position. Good. He's standing in a macho second position. She's standing with her left foot back. And the connected hands are waist level, not too high. Good. What makes them go too high is getting too far apart, but we'll work that out as we go along. From here, gentlemen rock forward, ladies close. And 2, 3, 4, and here's the part we haven't talked about yet. Good. So notice this fine couple has their arms raised, ready for her to walk under it. Gentlemen, back rock. Ladies, walk away. 2, 3, 4, and we end up with a one-hand hold. The hand just lowers back to waist level. So Annie, can we show them? So here's the whole thing. So we look like we're doing a basic, except Annie decides to take a little walk out to fan position. Then she walks to me. Notice we've got this little window we've created with our arms. Then she walks away. The hand loops over her head. When she ends up facing me, our arms are low. But then we'll pick them back up to go to our basic for the moment. Thank you. So I'll talk you through it again from the beginning. First, the fan. We're going to do the basic step that ends in fan position. Ready? And 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3. Stop. Here we want to make sure everybody's got the window, and yes, we do. Be careful. This is a place where the man tends not to have his feet together. Men, perfectly together. And where the lady tends to be too far from her partner. Ladies, your right hip should be touching your partner's left hip right now. Good. But don't knock him over. And now, she's going to walk away, starting left foot. He's doing a right foot back rock. And 2, 3, 4, and then start again. 2, 3, 4, out to fan. 2, 3, hockey stick. 2, 3, make the window. And then walk, walk, 4. Good. So look at our setup here a moment. We have kind of a front row and a back row. So front row, move down that way. Back row, move that way. So we're just doing clockwise partner change. Ladies, move to the next partner clockwise. Let's see. So Katie, I think you're down to Eric. Good. And Irina's over. Good. So the men stay put and the women change. Good. Uh-oh. We need to keep a front row, otherwise you're too close together and your fan positions will be too ballistic. So, great. Here we go again. Ready? And 2, 3, 4, out the fan. 2, 3, hockey stick. 2, 3, 4, and walk, walk, walk. Start again. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. And thank your partner and separate. Ladies, come back this way completely. Followers over here. Leaders, one more time through your part. Before we're finished here tonight, we'll be putting this into the cha-cha as well. So that'll be good double reinforcement. Here we go with the rumble one last time. And 2, 3, 4. 2, 3. We're in fan. 2, 3. Close. 2, 3, 4. And then we start again. This starting again is not ideal because you end up a little too far apart. So it's temporary. For the moment, we're just doing it to get a quick little loop exercise. Eventually, we'll do a different figure that works better at that spacing. Gentlemen, one more time. This time, every time we get to the 4 count, I want you to be able to say where you are. For instance, the first 4, be able to say side. The second 4, side. The next 4 is together. And the final 4 is forward. So here we go from the beginning, gentlemen, out loud on the 4s. And 2, 3, side. 2, 3, side. 2, 3,
together.
2, 3,
forward.
Perfect. Ladies, do your part. Not the vocal verb bit yet. Basic, and 2, 3, 4, to fan, forward, back, back. Do that one more time. Remember that this first figure ending in fan is like a basic. The basic had a back rock to it and something like a forward rock. Make sure you go forward to get to fan. What's going to eventually happen is that rock to go to fan will end up being just a beautiful forward walk for woman. So walking to fan is fine with me anytime you want to do that. Thank you. I just want you to see that its origin was just the basic. Originally, a woman just did a rocking step that ended in fan. At some point, whenever you feel like it, just take off walking to fan and that'll be even better. Let's go from the beginning again. Ready? And 2, 3, 4, out to fan, forward, forward, back. Here's the close. 2, 3, 4, and to your left, forward, forward, back. Start again. Rock, step, side, forward to fan, back, close, forward, and two, three, four. Good. Find a partner, somebody brand new. Hit the diagonal. Good. Turn makes this work much better. Ready? And two, three. She walks to fan. Two, three, four. She closes. Two, three, four. She walks away. Two, three, four. Start again. Rock, step to fan. Two, three, close. Two, three, four. And two, three, four. Notice I'm calling out what the follower is doing more because hers is much more intricate. Men are just doing some version of basic. So, change partners down the line. So, I think you'll go the long way. Okay. All right, here we go again. Ready? And two, three, to fan. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Start again. Rock, step, side, out, two, fan, two, three, four, and two, three, four. Good. Gentlemen, notice women are distracting. And the better the women get, the more distracting they are. You have to stay on your game. Make sure you do that basic. She comes walking up, and it's supposed to send your heart rate through the ceiling anyway. Just ignore her and just keep doing your steps. Let's do it one more time. Ladies, be as distracting as you want to be. Gentlemen, deal with it. Ready? And two, three, to fan. Two, three, four. She walks up. Two, three, four. She breaks his heart. Two, three, four. Yes, that's the story of the rumba. Thank your partner and separate. Let's translate to cha-cha. What was the last new figure? So we're without a partner now. Ladies, come on back. What was the last figure you learned in cha-cha? Say it again. In the cha-cha, that forward and backward thing, that would be a good name for it, but that's not exactly what I called it. It's always good to have Annie in your corner. Three cha-cha-chas. Let's all do that figure for a moment. To get into it, we do a spot turn. Men step over with the right foot, ladies left foot. Step over, two, three, cha-cha-cha. So that's the last figure in our former routine. Now, the three cha-cha-chas. Rock, step, back, cross, back, back, cross, back, back, cross, back, rock, step, cha-cha-cha, 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 basic step to take it from the beginning. One more time from the spot turn. Ready? And two, three, cha-cha-cha, rock, step, cha-cha-cha, 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 two, three, four, and one. Two and three, four and one, basic step. Ladies, your part. Step over with your left into the spot turn. And two, three, cha-cha-cha, rock, step. Lock step forward, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Two, three. Find a partner. We'll dance our whole cha-cha combination, starting with the basic. The last bit of the old part, the spot turn, and then we'll talk three cha-cha-chas. Here comes our basic. Ready? And two, three, four, and one. Two, New York, cha-cha-cha. Positive, eyes up, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, this is all old material. Learn how to sell it. Underarm turn, hand to hand. Eyes up, use your arms, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Here's the patty cake for a solo turn. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Hold it right there. At this point, what figure are we about to do? Three cha-cha-chas. What dance position should you be in now? So it's not a closed dance position. Your choices are one hand hold, two hand hold, or two hand hold. So the two hand hold can either be upright that way or the lower hold. Those are your three choices. So pick one And off we go into the three cha-cha-chas. Men rock forward first. And rock, step, cha-cha-cha, 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 rock, step, cha-cha-cha, 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 basic step, cha-cha-cha, into the New York, cha-cha-cha, find a new partner. Starting on two. Two, three, four, one. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha. New York, cha-cha-cha. Two, three. Underarm turn. Back rock. Patty cake. Two-hand hold or one-hand hold. Three cha-cha-chas. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Basic step. New York. We're going faster, just not that much faster. Here we go from the beginning. Two, three, four, one. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha. New York. Underarm turn. Hand to hand. Patty cake and turn. Two hands, three cha-cha-chas. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Basics. New York. Mighty fine. Are there any questions? Okay, I feel a fan position and hockey stick coming on. So, ladies, back off a moment. Let's figure out what the feet do in this. Gentlemen, start on your diagonal and do the basic step turning just like you did in the rumba. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Then the hockey stick is a forward rock and then close. Rock, step, cha-cha-cha. And as usual, like the rumba, back rock. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. So in the rumba, where we finished with just a forward walk, in the cha-cha, we will need a forward lock. From there, we'll do our three cha-cha-chas the way we did it a moment ago. Let's do that whole thing again. Ready? And two, three, cha-cha-cha. Out to fan, cha-cha-cha. Feet together, four and one, two, lockstep, cha-cha-cha, three cha-cha-chas. Ladies, have you got your part all figured out? I wouldn't think so. You've got locks all over the place in here. Let's figure out where they all are. First, do the back rock. Two, three, and a side chasse. To get to fan, you're going to have the two, three, and then a lock step back. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. So remember, whenever we go back on a lock, cross in front. In a moment, we'll be going forward on a lock, and so we'll cross in back. Let's do that again from the beginning. Ready? And two, three, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Then close your feet. Two, three, lockstep. And now walk on your diagonal. Two, three, lockstep. So every four and one is a lockstep now, except for the first chasse that we do. Here we go again. Ready? And rock, step, side chasse. Two, three, lock, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Then we'll do the three cha-cha-chas and then start again. One more time. Ready? And two, three, four, and one. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Rock, step. Find a partner. Remember the diagonal. Start on the diagonal. Ready? And. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Close forward. Cha-cha-cha. Two, three. Cha-cha-cha. Three cha-cha-chas. Cha-cha-cha. 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 Two, three, four, and one. Two and three. Four and one. Fan position. Cha-cha-cha. Two, three. Cha-cha-cha. Hockey stick. Cha-cha-cha. Two, three. Cha-cha-cha. Play three cha-cha-chas. Good. Hold on a moment. So because we're short on time tonight, the most important thing is to reinforce the correct way of doing this without a partner. So ladies, come back this way one more time. Let's make sure you're clear about it. Talk me through it this time. After you do that first back rock, what do you do? Chasse side. Four and one. After you do the next turning rock, what do you do? A back lock is the answer I'm looking for here. So it is two, three, backward lock. From here, we'll do a closed step and a forward step. Then what will we do? Forward lock. So let's do that. Close, forward, forward lock. And now we'll dance two walks, turn around. Then what do we do? A back lock. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. Let's do that without stopping this time. Ready? And. Two, three, and a side chasse. Two, three, lock back. Close. Two, three, and a forward lock. And then two, three, and a back lock. Good. And again, remember when you go back, keep it easy. It's just back. Barely move the front foot. Back. What you don't want to do is more than you need to because the music's too fast. Gentlemen, here we go. Ready? And. Two, three. Cha-cha-cha. Two, three. Cha-cha-cha. Two. Close your feet. Four and one. Two, three. Four and one. Rock, step, and then the three cha-cha-chas will come up next. Good. Does everyone see what to practice? If you're not sure, come to the practice sessions, or you can look at these things easily on YouTube. If you go to, for instance, have we got NDCA on there for the YouTube? Is that mentioned up there on the notes somewhere? So I'd like up there somewhere just NDCA bronze cha-cha. If you go to YouTube and you just put in the letters NDCA for National Dance Council of America and then put in bronze cha-cha, that's the level where we are right now, a couple comes on there and they dance every single figure in the bronze cha-cha. We haven't done every single figure, so there's a bunch of stuff we don't need, but you will see, for instance, the fan that we just done and the hockey stick. So it's always good to see other people doing them, particularly people who are doing them for the purposes of demonstration. So every figure we have ever done and will ever do is available online, just doing it that way. So Annie is writing it up there. Where is it on our notes, Annie? Oh, it'll be on the new notes page. So near the bottom of the page here, it says youtube.com, and then it says search NDCA bronze syllabus. So in particular, it can be bronze waltz, bronze cha-cha, anything we've done, they demonstrate as a couple, nice and slowly. You can see it done by another couple. So it's always good to check your work. Do what you think is right, then go on YouTube and figure out if it's matching what they're doing. If you see a discrepancy, it could be that they're doing it a little bit differently, but that would be very rare. I try to teach you the most consistent with what everybody else is doing. All right? Good. Yeah. Get all those notes. All right. Next week, class as usual, but we're bumping everything up every week. So practice lots and have a really fun week. Thank you all very much. Great job. And someone is probably doing announcements.